This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Welcome, everyone, to yet another episode of Diagnosing the Aftermarket A to Z. I'm Matt Fonzel, and we see what we look at. But the way we see things is affected by what we know. That and more after a word from our sponsors, Pico Technology, Autel, and Independent Wrench Jobs. Tired of guesswork in your auto diagnostics? Need to pinpoint faults quickly and accurately? PicoScope will turn your PC into a powerful diagnostic tool. See live waveforms from sensors, injectors, and ignition systems. See the problem? Solve it faster. Visit PicoAuto.com. That's PicoAuto.com. Autel delivers award-winning automotive diagnostic tools trusted by technicians across North America. Backed by Autel North America experts in sales, training, and technical support. From drivability diagnostics and TPMS service to ADAS and advanced safety systems, Autel helps technicians follow OEM procedures and repair with confidence. Learn more at autel.com. Sponsored by Independent Wrench Jobs, tech-only jobs, no runaround. Built by Technician Find, helping tech since 2017. Join free at independentwrenchjobs.com. I got back from Vision. Kansas City or Vision KC or Milwaukee Vision 2026. And I figured I'd just kind of rattle off a recap, if you will. Not a lot to say. I got there Wednesday, I left Sunday. So, all right. Thank you for listening. I did get there Wednesday. Met up with some friends. Got to go out to eat at Q39, which is a barbecue place. Had a blast. I mean, got to meet up with a couple of my very favorite people on the planet, Bren Klein and Carlos Mercado. I mean, that was the highlight. So that's how lame it was. Just kidding. It was a blast. Yeah, geared up for Thursday morning. Met up with Carm of the Remarkable Results Radio Podcast and Automotive Repair Podcast Network. And we recorded a episode about an article I wrote for NAPA Insights Magazine. That, I don't know, builds on a lot of stuff that I've talked about, I guess, maybe over the years, and also really triggered by an episode, maybe one of the first, if not the first episodes I've done with Margaret Light, really about relationships, but leaning hard into the philosophies or lessons, tools you gain or can gain from attending marriage counseling. And I've recorded podcasts and either on this podcast or even talked a little bit about it on others. So I wrote an article. I was supposed to keep it under, I think, 600 words, and I turned in over 2000. So that didn't go over so well. I'm going to have to edit it a little bit. The reason I bring it up is Carm and I talk about it. And I think it's weird to say, but Carm's on it. So it's got to be pretty good. I'm on it. So, you know, it's kind of governed a little bit, held back, but it's pretty good. I think it's okay. I think it's got some pretty good content on there, and we talk about some pretty cool stuff. So keep your eye out for that. And then Thursday afternoon, kind of bounced around some classes with Tanner Brandt and Bren Klein. You know, we're hanging out together and stopped by the EEPROM class, if you will, or used module class put on by Mike Christofferson, Ira Waldman, Tim Ezzy, Areezy, and Chris Farley, and I call him Kai, or his whole name is, I'll probably mispronounce it, and unfortunately, it'll probably sound like I'm intentionally messing it up, and I'm not. Kaimana Halaki, I think that's how it's pronounced. He's Hawaiian, bloody brilliant. I mean, he's freaking just a brilliant individual. You have to threaten them with physical harm to get them to say so, but Bryn and I held him down. Tanner got it out of him. Terrific. So we popped into that class for a while, well-attended class. And I mean, all those guys are just so smart and on top of stuff. And Chris Farley probably doesn't get nearly enough due. I don't think he gets mentioned as much, maybe because I don't know if he's led as many classes as maybe Tim and Ira, because I'll bring it up a little later. Tim and Ira had a class on Friday, but let me finished Thursday with Tanner and Bryn. We popped into that. We popped into class put on by Seth Thorson about using AI or leveraging artificial intelligence, large language models for shop management. Freaking good stuff, man. Ran into a couple friends in there, including Michael Becker, his partner in crime, right-hand man. They might be partners, actually, in business with the shop. They were in there and just raving about it. And I don't blame them. It was really, really cool what Seth was doing and how he was kind of building tools in the large language models and leveraging some of the features we probably don't hear enough about or know enough about. Fast forward to Friday, Scott Schotten and I were at it again at the Johnson County Community College, putting on an all-day hands-on PicoScope class. We had a lot of help. Keith DeFazio from WorldPack. Steckler stopped by. He was going to just hang out with us, help out, I'm sure, but a class running parallel to ours in the same facility was LabScopes. And I think the name was something like Essential LabScope for Ball Joint Guys. Really cool premise. They had an attendee bring an ATS scope, of which Brandon is very adept with. So they stole Brandon from us, outright stole him. It was a criminal. Brandon went over and helped, ended up bringing the scope, a couple of attendees of ours, a couple of attendees of theirs, and just put on it looked like a clinic over by one of the vehicles we had, using the ATS, using the Pico. It was terrific. Absolutely terrific. So had a really good time doing that. Class is just such a blast to do. I think we did an okay job keeping attention through the presentation portion, where we're just kind of learning the botanology of Pico and maybe a little bit of the theory of scopes and stuff like that. And then we get out on cars for the vast majority of the time, and that just resonates with attendees. And so, yeah, we've been doing that for a long time, and hopefully we keep getting to do that. Friday also was the opening of the trade show, and the row with AES Wave was just, the booth was havoc. It's just great to see a bunch of familiar faces and just that passion to learn and test and good equipment that helps us out from a vendor who has consistently always had our backs. Yeah, I mean, what more can you say about those guys, really? Just absolutely phenomenal. Saturday morning started out with Andrew Sexton. We did our essential key cutting programming class. It's a fun class to do, and I feel like we just dump so much stuff on people from, you know, whatever basics about the blades themselves. Not that we go so in depth into it, but just, you know, the blades, the transponders, test equipment, both just for testing keys, testing transceivers, key programmers, scan tools, key cutting machines, just a little bit EEPROM. This year we talked a lot about Leashy because Kirk Holland was right. Yeah, that son of a... Yeah. He was telling me. I mean, I was there. I was at his shop. He's telling me, giving me all the logic. Why Leashy? Why decode or pick and decode locks? And I was just pretty, I don't know, just kind of blew it off. Pedro Della Torre helped me get a few Leashy tools, and I started using them, and now I get it. There are definitely situations where Leashies are extremely valuable, and learning that skill. Is your shop ready for the electric vehicle revolution? Don't get left behind. The PicoScope EV Kit is your all-in-one solution. Diagnose any electric or hybrid vehicle, from high voltage batteries to complex communication systems. With guided tests and pinpoint accuracy, you'll tackle more jobs and boost your bottom line. This isn't just a tool, it's your future. Be the expert in EV repair. Visit PicoAuto.com to future-proof your shop today. That's PicoAuto.com. This episode of Diagnosing the Aftermarket A to Z is brought to you by Autel. Autel is a global developer and manufacturer of award-winning professional automotive diagnostic tools and service equipment.
trusted by technicians, educators, and shop owners across North America. With diagnostics at their core, Autel's real-world solutions support repair workflows ranging from full-system vehicle diagnostics to servicing the most advanced automotive technologies. What sets Autel North America apart is the team behind the tools. Dedicated experts across sales, training, and technical support, each bringing deep, hands-on experience supporting professional technicians. When questions arise, you're working with people who understand the vehicles, the procedures, and the real-world demands of modern repair. Whether diagnosing complex drivability concerns, servicing TPMS systems, validating repairs, or working with ADAS and advanced safety technologies, Autel tools are engineered to support accurate, efficient repairs in strict accordance with OEM procedures and standards. To learn more about Autel and their diagnostic solutions, visit autel.com, AUTEL.com. Ever feel like you've got to play politics just to get fed? One guy gets the gravy, you get the garbage, and then the ad says, great culture. Independent Wrench Jobs is a new tech-only community to help you find better independent shops, fair dispatch, steady work, real leadership, no games. Start with the free salary survey for your city, shop-by-shop pay, perks, and benefits before you waste another interview. And if you're applying now, use Autotech Resume Pro to generate a resume and shop-specific cover letter in about 2 minutes. Built by Technician Find, serving the industry since 2017. Join free at independentwrenchjobs.com. Resources. A lot of talk about resources for us in the Bay. I almost feel bad for people, how much gets unloaded on them. And then me, I don't know if I have a favorite, but Tech Talks is just a blast. It's such a blast. Well attended. We had Joe Glass starting out, and he's a college instructor who has yet to really present in front of students. And he went to town on a large group of technical specialists, mechanical specialists, some instructors. He rattled off a couple of case studies, and they were really good, really well done. He's really well spoken in front of a group. Yeah, definitely see a very bright future for that gentleman. Next up was not such a gentleman. I'm just kidding. Terrific, terrific guy. His shop's not that far away from me, so now I have to find a reason to go see him, or vice versa. Mike Blackenary. He opened with just kind of his diagnostic process, and I found it bloody brilliant. Just listening to it and thinking about the process and the hows and the whys and the strategy and his thinking behind it. Yeah, it was really well done. And then he followed that up with going into the MT Pro, MT, like letter M, letter T, Pro lab scope that you can purchase from Joe's Electric. I think it's Joe Casey, CACI. Go to his website. I think it's Joe's Electric. And that's where you buy it. And Mike's got content on how to use it and make the most use of it. It's got some pretty cool tools to it. It's 8 channels. It's inexpensive. Would I put it up against a Pico? No. Are there situations where it's got some features that make it well worth owning? Yes. I don't see it. Mike will disagree with me, I'm sure. But I don't see it replacing the Pico, but I do see it complementing it, as do so many other tools. But it's got some really cool features. Calculations, if you will, workspaces are maybe what the technical term would be. But he did such a terrific job of presenting and showing situations where having that tool can save you a lot of time or just give you information in a very intuitive way, if that makes sense. So I loved every second of that. And then we had some time. We had a little bit of time left. And my man Oz, he bailed on me. He was in a class. He's where he needed to be. It was all right. But Trevor from Auto Nerds, really spur of the moment, went up and put on, 45 minutes? Every bit of 45 minutes with very, very little in the way of a heads up. And he put on a very nice presentation for spur of the moment, did a terrific job. And yeah, I think we'll see some good things out of that guy in the future, especially when you can just kind of get looked at and said, all right, it's your time.
Yeah, 45 minutes. And crack open your laptop, and he had a presentation kind of, and he leapt around where he needed to. And I think he did an awesome job. I'm really happy for him, happy for the attendees, for all three, and very much looking forward to next year. I think we're bringing in the headliner, Carlos Mercado. He's coming. He's going to be the main guy. So if we have 3 hours next year, we'll give him 2 hours, 45 minutes. And if one of you would like to do 15 minutes for me, I'm just kidding. I mean, you can do 15 minutes if you want. I mean, that's the whole point of Tech Talks, is an avenue for maybe thinking you got something to say, interesting car that you worked on, a case study or two, ideas of how to use a certain tool, ideas of how a system might work, really anything. And, you know, if you think you can, you only need 15 minutes, well, gosh darn it, I'll get you 15 minutes. And if you think you got an hour, we'll see if we can get you an hour. So if you're interested in presenting at a Tech Talks, please reach out to me and see what we can get worked out for next year. But like I said, you're playing second fiddle to Carlos. I'm actually kind of serious, because I'm very much looking forward to what he brings. And then that was Saturday.
Yes.
Hang out in the lobby with friends and catch up and reminisce and all of the things. Learn a lot. I mean, go to one group, learn a bunch about stuff on cars, whatever you want to say, technical. And go into another group and learn some marketing stuff. And go into another group and learn some shop management stuff. And go into another group and laugh. I mean, it's just, I mean, I love it. It's just such a great thing. I guess the technical term's networking, such a great thing. Yeah, miss everybody already. Get down there and kind of start missing home, and get back home and kind of miss everybody. Vicious cycle. And then, yeah, the drive home. So that is kind of the recap. One thing I kind of want to mention, that, because I think it's so cool, is Jerry Holcomb. He is a legend by in all sense of the word, right? And I know we toss that word around so much, far too often. Too few deserve it. He does. And very much involved with Vision from the beginning. Shop owner, wonderful human being, I believe. That Saturday night, they kind of had a go-kart thing where you could go go-karting, and they kind of set things up for him to, for lack of a better description, and pay his car and kind of get some recognition, well-deserved recognition. Plus, he won an award, much deserved. They could arguably just name the award after him. Cool stuff. I just love that stuff. So yeah, that's the Vision recap. And yeah, if you weren't there, gosh, next year, the first weekend of March, usually go for the training, stay for the networking and the characters, the people, and the food's all right. The food's great. It's all great. I can't urge you enough to go, and hopefully see you there. If you were there and I got to see you, it was so nice to see you. If I didn't see you, it's probably because I saw you first. So that was on purpose. That's how I'll leave you. Thank you to our sponsors, Autel, Pico Technology, and Independent Wrench Jobs. Thank you to the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. And until next time, take care.
You've been listening to Diagnosing the Aftermarket A to Z with Matt Bonslow on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com, because the best conversations in the industry start here. Want Matt to cover a specific topic? Check the show notes for his email. Your input matters.